We're at OVC Football Media Day in Nashville, and Mitch Stewart, the head coach of Murray State, joins me. Coach, I know coaches, whether you're picked first or last, they don't put a lot in the preseason prognostication, but I know you weren't picked where you want to be, but for your team, that could be quite a motivator.
Yeah, you know, it's like you said. We're more concerned with the postseason than we are the preseason. That's kind of the cliche, I guess, I can give you. I'm going to make sure that our team, does not dwell on that. We're always going to be more concerned with the process of making Murray State football the best that Murray State football can be. And whether that means we're preseason pick one or eight or whatever the case may be, that does not matter. What's going to matter is the day-to-day work that we put into and how that correlates to the postseason. And that's what our focus is going to be on.
Tell me about the two young men who were picked to the preseason all OVC teams, Jordan Gandy and Montre Wade.
Yeah, I tell you, both incredible men. You know, I think that's probably where I'm the most proud of both of those guys. It's just from a personality standpoint, character standpoint, all of those things that you want outside of their athleticism. Those guys, man, they are tremendous. Neither one of them are very vocal leaders, but both of them are very tremendous leaders in how they approach the game, how they approach practice, how they approach their position. And I tell you, and both of them have a unique story, because neither one of them jumped on the scene immediately. It's not like anybody heard either one of their names when they were freshmen and sophomores. It was a process for both of them, and I'm very proud that, especially in this day and age when transferring so easy and finding another place, you know, so easy, both of those guys stuck it out, stuck to the process of getting better at their position, and now they're seeing the rewards for it.
We have another kid down here today in Lamont Crittenden who had a big year, wasn't picked on any of the preseason teams, but could easily land on one of the postseason teams. Coach, he's got that talent.
Yeah, and he knows. He doesn't need any preseason rankings. That dude, he's a coach on the field. He's incredible. One of my favorite players, just personality wise, and always bringing the juice and just the tenacity at which he plays. If you want a linebacker, and you told me, you said, hey, look here, Coach Stewart, pick me out your model linebacker. That's the dude I'm going for every day. And he doesn't have the height. He doesn't have the size. He doesn't have all of those things. He's not impressing anybody when he walked in this room. But when he takes that field and he straps up the pads, he means business.
If I could get a dollar for every time you're asked the quarterback question before the first game, I would probably retire this year. So I'm going to go ahead and make my first dollar right here. You got six that you're really happy with, but you need somebody to pretty much step up. How does that plan go heading into fall camp?
Well, you know, the difference is it's got to go quickly. In spring, you don't have any games that you're preparing for, so you have that ability to let some guys get some reps, and even if they don't have a good day, you have the ability to come back the next day and give that guy some reps, whereas everything in fall camp's ramped up a little bit because you're pressed up against the timeline. And I think that's going to be the biggest thing going into that QB battle, is them understanding every day matters, every play matters, but also being mature enough and I don't want to say a good enough player, but I guess being mature enough to understand that they can't put that pressure on them. So it's kind of a catch-22, even though they understand that every day they got to go out and they've got to perform, or else they may not get another rep because we don't have that much time. They can't get all knotted up, you know, and put all that pressure on themselves. They got to stay loose. And it's going to be a fun battle with what I've seen coming out of preseason. And then we added one more to the mix with Corey Newble out of Liberty Tech. And, I think it's going to be a fun quarterback battle in fall camp.
Last year in the preseason, the gentleman sitting to your left over there, Jordan Gandy, we said he's got the tools. It's time for him to break out, and he did. Is there another one of those players you can see on either side of the ball, player or two, that you think might be able to step up and be that kind of an impact player for you this year?
Yeah, I think we've got a couple of those players that that we want to do that, but more importantly, that are going to be forced to do that because they're going to be in some starting roles, and maybe they weren't last year, or maybe they were, but it was kind of by default, and they have now earned the right to keep that starting role. And I think on both sides of the ball, you know, obviously the majority of our experience is on the defensive side of the ball. We've got a lot of guys coming back. So you've got a lot of guys like Mariko Page and Zach Wade and Dylan Boone and some of those D linemen, Bishop Woods and, Black Sanford, you know, and some guys like that. You know, I would really like to see them become a household name with some people, you know. And then on the offensive side of the ball, you've got a couple of guys, Quan Stallworth up front, Chris White up front, Joe Irby up front, have put in a lot of work this offseason back at their homes. And I got a chance to see them on campus the other day, and all of them looked good, you know, as good as can be expected when you don't have your hands on them. And then some of those skill guys, you know, Mario McGraw, getting him back and seeing his progression, Moss and Tyree Gray and some, all of those young guys that we played with last year, it's going to be interesting to see their growth. And I think that's what I'm the most excited about is the experience on the defensive side of the ball coming back and then the growth potential on the offensive side of the ball with some of these new guys that got their first taste of it last year and now they're back. And just talking with them on the phone as they're back home and seeing them now on campus, their personalities have changed so much, you know, and they've grown and they've matured, and it'll be very, very fun to watch them.
Any additions of FBS transfers or late additions that you anticipate before or during fall camp?
Yeah, we've got a cut. You know, we got a safety from Western Kentucky in the other day. Jason Johnson is his name. Been doing a tremendous job with us. He's been here the past week or so trying to work out, you know, and kind of get ahead. Still got some things in the mix with some other guys that we're talking with and trying to put the final touches on. And as you well know, it'll go all the way until the end of July. So we'll take them until we can't take them anymore. We're always on the lookout for good players. So we'll see how it shakes out.
Before I let you go, UT Martin, Jacksonville State picked at the top. It looks like at least most people think they'll be two of the main ones in the running. But, Coach, this has really gotten to be a really good football conference. We've had success in the postseason, some teams really pulling off some big wins over the last four or five seasons. It's tough to win, but it'll certainly be gratifying to see how high your team can finish.
Yeah, it will. And you're right. I think that's the best part about this conference right now is everybody's playing such good football, you know, and it is a legitimate conference from top to bottom. It's gotten to where you can't show up on a Saturday and just expect to roll your helmet out on the field and say, hey, man, we're going to be better than this team. It just doesn't work that way. You got a bunch of coaches who are doing a tremendous job in recruiting, and we're all recruiting the same players, and it's making it a very fun. And obviously UT Martin and Jacksonville State, hats off to them. You know, you reap what you sow. And based off of last year and how they perform, I think that they earn the right to be up there in that spot that they're in. But I also think that it's going to be a lot of fun to see all the rest of us kind of battle it out and see how this thing ends up.
Mitch, I appreciate the visit, and good luck. Talk to you later.
Thank you, Neil.